Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Ethan Lane on CFAP2 and the cattle business in just a moment. Well, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, October 22nd. It'll be broadcast live from the Superior Livestock Studios in Texas and seen on Dish Network, Satellite 997, SLA TV, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Superior Sunrise at 7:30. The auction itself started at 8 a.m. Central Time with 23,800 head to be on offer, 4,100 yearling steers, 2,600 yearling heifers, 12,000 weaned calves, and 2,600 calves on cows. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell or to preview the video on a specific lot, visit the website www.superiorlivestock.com or you can give Superior Livestock a call at 800-422-2117. Thursday, October 22nd, our next sale coming up on Dish Network Satellite 997, SuperiorClickToBid.com, at Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you. The Coronavirus Food Assistance Program number 1 announced last spring was the first time that the beef cattle industry received some direct assistance during a very unusual time in our nation's history, this pandemic crisis that we've been going through. It was especially helpful for cattle producers that sold cattle before April 15th of this year, not so much for those after April 15th. Ethan Lane with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association says that the CFAP 2 program, which is available for sign up right now by cattle producers and others in the ag industry, does provide relief, but maybe not as much as was hoped for.
CFAP 2.0 does get us way down the road on one segment that we're pleased to see, and you know that's our cow-calf producers. Our damage estimate that we had put together back in the spring showed about a $13.6 billion economic impact from COVID to the cattle industry. And the segment that was the hardest hit in that is cow-calf, and it's the year-round nature of that cycle that really spoke to that. It talked about a $111 average damage impact per head to a cow-calf producer in 2020. And if it's not mitigated by some help like CFAP, that would escalate to a $247 impact in 2021. Well, between the first round CFAP Part 2 payment, which for a cow-calf pair was about $66, and this second round $55 payment, that's getting those cow-calf producers on their pair for the year up to about $110. So that's good news for that segment. That makes us feel like we're getting some resources to the ground that are badly needed. USDA still has not, you're correct, solved that April 15th donut hole, and that is leaving some stockers and backgrounders and feeders that sold cattle at the height of the pandemic back in April and really took a bath. They've been left kind of holding the bag here. You know, this gives them the ability to go back in and pick that inventory date and get another $55 on top of the $33 they might have already received on cattle that they got hammered on back in April. But it still isn't enough, right? $90 is not going to make those guys whole on the bath that they took. So we're going to continue to work on that. We're going to continue to engage with USDA and the administration and look for more options on that front. But you know, I don't want to bury the lead here. I mean, the progress that's been made is in fact progress, and it's getting some money out to those producers that have really been having to alter their business model this year because of the coronavirus outbreak, and so we're glad to see that help come, but obviously more is always needed, so we'll keep looking for more ways to add to that.
I guess the fact that they started over on the payment limit with between 1 and 2 on CFAP, that has obviously very helpful.
Very helpful, absolutely. I mean, that's something that we told them out of the box, and I think we proved to be exactly right about that. The way they structured that program in the first CFAP was too tightly structured. They just flat couldn't get enough of that money out the door to the producers that needed it because they made the limits too low and the program too tight. So you know, resetting that limit for this next round, I think, is a good step in the right direction. It allows some of those folks that limited out pretty early to get another bite of the apple, and that certainly is helpful as well.
Ethan Lane says if you've not already done so, it's a good time now to make a calculation on which date is most advantageous to you as far as your cattle inventory numbers are concerned. Use that date and apply for CFAP 2 assistance right away. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Spur Ranch proudly invites you to the Performance Herd of the Heartland Sale coming Friday, October 23rd, 1 p.m. at Spur Ranch, 15 miles west of Vinita, Oklahoma. Over 550 head will sell, including 150 registered Angus, 18-month to 2-year-old performance-tested bulls. To see a catalog and videos, go to spurranch.com or call Clay Hartley or Jeff Owen at the ranch, 918-256-5850. Spur Ranch's Performance Sale, Friday, October 23rd. And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes.